The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Boy, I'll tell you what, it feels like America, sadly, in so many areas, is just falling apart. And I'll tell you what, when I say that the America is just falling apart, falling down on the job, I think in you know, many cases, and one of the areas certainly is with this lack of movement for the immigration deportation hearings, because now they're taking basically about 500 days. And with that, you still have the situation where in many cases, at least, you have kids with sponsors, but now it's back to school time and the kids are going to have to be absorbed into some of these school districts, and it's turning into a real nightmare. Think about it. School is almost already underway, and this is just happening, and many schools are bursting at the seams, and now they have to figure out a way how to squeeze more kids into these schools for temporary, not knowing, you know, what that means, how long that's going to be. And Congress is out. They're not back in until September. So nothing's happening there with more judges, more lawyers to process this whole thing. In fact, I was reading something the other day about Atlanta. I have some friends who live in Atlanta, and they tell me it's a big problem there. And sure enough, it is. The school districts are overwhelmed with what they're, how they're trying to figure this out. They've come to the point where they're just passing out numbers, and they're asking people to come back later in the week, because they don't have the capacity to process the 60 students a day. They've registered about 300 immigrant kids in the previous week, but hundreds are in waiting lists to get in. It's like these long lines. You've got 200 families with kids lined up at a school registration center, and they're outside, camped outside, and how awful is that? They're camped outside and then waiting for the next day, and they can't get registered, and they can't, you know, they can't be processed. And then are some of the information false information, and there's no way to check that. So there's been this crazy surge, and it's not just in Texas or California or Arizona. It's in places like Atlanta. Sarcastically, there are some signs that are popping up in Atlanta that say, you voted for change and now you got it. Now you can pay for it. Stop stealing my savings. I want to keep my money. So the county, some of the counties like DeKalb is just overwhelmed, and that's what's happening. They're being drained. It is a humanitarian crisis. You've got the kids that are trying to get in, and truly it is a disaster that some people aren't realizing is happening, because they only hear and see a few little snippets of what's going on at the border, and now without much warning, it's like, okay, well, that was what was happening. Now we're stuck in the middle of this, and you got to do something, school district. So figure it out. Figure out, when you have X amount of kids to a classroom, plus you have the problem of many of the kids not speaking any English. So now you have to figure out a way to meld in the Spanish, and are there translators? And I never thought about that until I was on a plane one time, and this was back in February, and I've told the story on the air. So if you've heard it, sorry, I'm just going to give you the little shortened version. And I was talking to a a teacher, and she was there with her husband. Her husband was a former principal and then superintendent, and they told me how overwhelmed they were and how terrible they felt. They felt for the kids because they felt like they weren't learning. They struggled with what do we do with the Spanish-English thing. They tried for some translators, but that didn't work out in some cases. So they were really stuck. And then it comes to, okay, here's your tests. And you got to take these tests, and this affects your school and your school district. And those, and the kids that you have that don't speak English, absolutely, everybody counts. And then they feel bad, and it's just a big, giant circle that goes round and round, and nobody seems to have a good answer for it. So now, what I'm saying is, because of the Central American kids that are coming through, this is a weird situation where the hearings and whatnot take 500 days, up to 500 days, could be a little bit less, but somewhere in that neighborhood, and it's sent a lot of people into school districts, frightened, too, because now they're flung into it. People are trying to register, and it's the second part of what's happened. And no new money has been issued, and there's only ways to put Band-Aids over this, so we don't have a real solution here. And we've got midterm elections, and then we have 2016. So do you think we're going to have some real solution? You'll have people that will grandstand, both Democrats and Republicans, and they'll take their time on the floor of either chamber and talk about how this is, we need to do something, we need to come up with reform. But we've heard that song and dance before. But ultimately, anybody running is going to try to just keep pushing it back. Push it back, push it back. And that's it. In the meantime, what we have in Missouri is just nights of tension that have turned into violence. The police are running out of tear gas because they've had to use so much of it in the St. Louis suburb where people are protesting the shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown, by an officer. And even two reporters were arrested and held briefly and then finally released. So what's happened? Well, what's happened is you have a situation where you look, if you just looked at the photo, you see what it looks like a military zone because you have tanks lined up and you have riot gear on and you have a really tense standoff is what you have. Grenade launchers, all kinds of things. It looks like SWAT times 10. Very, very scary in some cases. In what's happening here in Ferguson. And ultimately the call is, let's have, sure, daily vigils, but let's not have these protests that are turning violent, the looting, ransacking places, knocking over, smashing into police cars, because that's not doing anybody any good. And in the meantime, what some of this is over is releasing the name of the cop who shot Michael Brown. It is not out there yet. The mayor doesn't want it released. The police chief doesn't release. Doesn't want it released. Do you think it should be released? Think about it. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. But coming up next, Dan Perkins. He's written an interesting series of books about terrorism. Wait to hear his story next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't look back at that empty street and keep your big blue eyes just fixed on me. My mama said to me, you gotta wait and see.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Well, we've been talking a lot about the Islamic State. We've been talking about Iraq, and I'll tell you some crazy things that certainly are going down in what I call the quicksand of the Middle East. In our virtual green room, Dan Perkins, he is the author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy that centers around terrorism against the USA. Hey, thanks for popping on, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
So tell me what led you to pull this together, to pull this story together that you've weaved into something that is no longer, as your press release says, just fiction.
That's true. Actually, it happened very quickly in the sense that I do not have any formal training as a creative writer. I was and continue to be in the money management business. I'm a registered investment advisor, and I spend my winters on Sanibel Island, Florida, 6 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico. And on that island, there's an organization called the Big Art Center, which provides enrichment classes for the residents of the island during the winter. And in November of 2011, I saw this program that said, Introductory Course to Writing Mysteries and Thrillers. And I said, well, I didn't have an iPad course, so I guess I'll take this. And I went in, and the instructor had published 12 novels, and she said, you'll know whether you can be a writer in 2 weeks. And I, even to this day, I can't fathom how that was possible. I sat down, went home that night, and what I believe happened, Kate, was that when I walked in the door and first met the instructor, she found a switch in my brain that had never been turned on. And when she turned it on, it released a gift from the Lord. And I wrote 1,000 words the first night. I wrote the title of the book, the principal characters. And in my mind's eye, I knew how the book was going to end. I went in the next week. I had already written 5,000 words. And I asked her, was it possible for somebody who, she knows my background, had no experience in writing, could know how the book ends, and she wanted to know what I meant. And I said, well, I can see the last line in the last paragraph on the last page. And she said, no, people spend their life trying sometimes to come up with an ending of a book, not after the first 1,000 words. I wrote book one in 90 days, 400 pages. I wrote book two in the trilogy, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Rebuilds, which kind of tells you what happened. I wrote this a 500-page novel. I wrote it in 90 days. And on September the 3rd, I finished the third book of the trilogy, America Responds. It was also 500 pages. So I wrote the entire trilogy from the first keystroke to the last keystroke in 18 months, on average of about 90 days per book.
Wow. And what's been the reaction to this about among people who know you?
I get reviews from people I have no idea who they are, which is, I guess, fine. But everybody, the reviews are consistent in that I'm just under a five-star rating with Amazon. But when I say they're consistent, not that they're almost five stars, it's that people say the same thing. I couldn't put this book down. I'm scared to death. I finished book one, and I either hated the ending or didn't like the ending. But you left me with such a huge cliffhanger. I had to read book two. How do you know so much? Why isn't the government talking to you? It's one of the most interesting thrillers I've read in a long time. Obviously did a lot of research. But I think as a writer, just as a storyteller, because that's what I think I am, as a storyteller. I blur the line between fact and fiction. And on the cover of the first book, it says, this book is as current as today's headline, but scarier than tomorrow's. Well, now it's not scarier than tomorrow's, because tomorrow's is actually today's. In book two, the headline of the book is again, asks a question. And from a writer's standpoint, and it says, when is fiction scarier than reality? Answer, when you can't tell the difference. And I think that the people, I had a gentleman call me this afternoon, how did you know? And I said, part of it is inspiration from the Lord. Part of it is a function of research. Part of it has been investing on a global basis for 40 years, having a real good understanding of what the importance of oil is to terrorism, because what most people, Kate, don't understand is that terrorism is all about money.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about politics, it's about money. And so when book three comes out later this year, which is How America Responds, I think it's going to be as controversial as books one and two, because the expectation by people who've read book one and two is we're going to bomb the hell out of something, right? And I'm not saying that whether we're going to do that or not. But I can tell you that the people who have read the book in the manuscript have told me that they want to stand up and cheer, and why can't we do this now? I wish I could give you a better answer as to why. I have an insatiable appetite for detail, meaning like people said to me, how did you figure out what a dirty bomb looks like? And I said, these books, I tell you, Kate, these books, not that they couldn't be written, but they couldn't be written in the time that I wrote them without the internet. You can do incredible. Do you know, Kate, that if you did a Google search on Andrews Air Force Base, you will get a schematic map of every building, every hangar, every entrance, every foot of fence, all the driveways, everything, just by asking.
Wow.
You want to
find
out how a dirty bomb works?
Crazy.
They'll give you the schematic drawing and the photograph.
Yeah. You're right. It's crazy. And boy, how interesting and how wonderful that you were able to take advantage and tap into that part of your brain. Tell us about the Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Terrorist Activity, a guy named Frank Williams. What's the deal with him?
Frank Williams is 52 years old, came from the CIA, was in charge of covert operations, came to Homeland Security when it was created, and has been a good bureaucrat, a good field person. He can kind of see retirement in his eyes down the road a little bit. Somewhat of a risk taker, but as long as he's been in Homeland Security, he's becoming more and more bureaucratic and less creative. And there's a young man who's coming hard by the name of Ted Baker, who is his primary undersecretary. And Frank Williams is the guy that has to go to the president, who ran for election and said that there will be no terrorist attacks on the United States, and he has to tell the president not only that there was, but how devastating it was.
Wow.
He has a gorgeous wife who loves him. She worked for the Social Security Administration as an administrator. They have a wonderful relationship. But as the book unfolds, his wife, Ellen, takes on a what I call an interesting role. You know, and what she does, she becomes the surrogate for the people. When you get into book two, America Rebuilds, just after the attack takes place, she goes through a panic attack and doesn't know what's going to happen to them, and she wants to run away, and she doesn't want to leave her husband. And he feels great compassion and guilt that he's put his wife in harm's way. The characters in this book are treated as real people. When you finish a book, this first book or the second book, you're going to feel like you know these people, because we have what I consider to be significant character development. And there was a woman who wrote a review from Canada in book two, who worked, as she said, she worked in terrorist activities for the Canadian government for 5 years. And she talks about book two, that she says it gives great insight to the average American of what it's like in the West Wing in a major crisis where the country's been attacked. And it helps understand. And so I try to make the book extremely real, blur that line between fiction and reality. It's what I call a classic thriller, Kate, meaning that the chapters are between 650 and 1,250 words, so you're constantly turning pages. And it has a lot of cliffhangers, a lot of detail, a lot of intrigue between all the players. It's a fun read, and most people tell me I should put a warning label on the books. Mm-hmm. Do not start after 9 o'clock at night, because you'll be up all night reading.
I love that. That is high praise. Well, I enjoyed speaking with you. It was a great interview. Such a fascinating guy. I love Sanibel Island. It's such a cool place anyway. Now I'm going to think of you. Dan Perkins. Pick up his books and get them on Amazon.com. Dan, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After 70 years, so what you ghost them for? Still lock the door. All those around him criticize and say,
I want to welcome you and your delegation to Israel. It's a pleasure to see you all here, especially at this time. I just said to you that the first thing I want you to do is to send warmest regards to your father. I remember him fondly from my days in the UN. At that time in the UN, I had to address the question of the constant attempts to force a moral asymmetry on the world, or a false symmetry on Israel. That's what you do in the United Nations if you're the ambassador of Israel. And I remember how strongly, firmly, and clearly Governor Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, stood with Israel at the time, and this is a tradition that continues with you and your delegation. I want to thank you for coming here, for standing clearly with Israel, representing the American people and the people of New York, and also representing the rejection of this false symmetry that is made. Just as you wouldn't put America and ISIS on the same moral plane, you'd never put Israel and Hamas on the same moral plane. Remember that Hamas celebrated 9/11. They celebrated the murder of thousands of innocent people, including thousands of New Yorkers. They celebrated it. They were standing on the roofs and cheering while all the people of Israel grieved with the United States. when the United States killed bin Laden, they accused the United States and condemned the United States of committing crimes. This tells you where Hamas is, and Israel is on the other side. Hamas continues to do these horrible things that ISIS does. They persecute Christians, they persecute gays, they persecute women. They basically reject modernity.
I wanted you to hear a little bit of that. That is a piece of Benjamin Netanyahu. Thanks for listening to us here on America Tonight. Netanyahu, of course, the PM of Israel. He was involved in a conversation with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and you heard what he was talking about there. He was giving you the picture of what this violent group is, the Islamic State, and what's happening obviously with them, what's happening with Hamas. He made the comparison to Hamas. Right now, the debate rages as to, the Palestinians are saying there's a temporary Gaza ceasefire that'll be for another 5 days. We know about the tunnels and then the tunnels being blown up, and the idea was to get to Israel. And we see that there is no definite peace accord, no long-term peace accord. And you've got Hamas, you also have the Islamic State, and you have some really frightening things, I think, happening in the Middle East. And Netanyahu, to his credit, is not backing down from whatever people are saying, because he's talking about the brutality of what is really happening and how he's protecting, as he should, his country, his home country of Israel, while Israel takes a lot of flack for what's happened to many of the people, many of the Palestinian people along the Strip. We know the human shield thing and what's happened there thanks to Hamas, but he's not pushing off or backing away from how deadly Hamas is and what they do, or the tie with the Islamic State, formerly ISIS, which is what it was called. And speaking of that, the president is weighing options for troops in Iraq, because this rescue mission on top of the mountain seems very, very unlikely. The prospect of having helicopters dive in, try to grab up some people, get out of there without being attacked by the Islamic State is probably not a good bet now at this point. To back up the story, in case you haven't heard it, the people who are on Mount Sinjar were basically told, either you turn Muslim or you die. We kill you, period, that's it. So they fled. They fled and ended up on Mount Sinjar, which is where they were. And there are far fewer of them, because many have been able to figure out a way and to get away from their situation. Some were actually rescued. And this is a mountain where religious refugees have basically found shelter, trying desperately to get away from what surely would be their end. But the prospect of having our troops stage a rescue mission are not likely, according to the Defense Department. Armed U.S. troops going into Islamic State-held territory in northern Iraq, especially after the administration insisted there wouldn't be any kind of a combat role, well, that would throw that right out the window. If they're there, and obviously combat would be on the menu, because probably they would get hit. And they would be in the middle of that territory. They'd be in a war zone. And remember, this is one of the things announced last week by the president, that, yeah, we're going to have airstrikes in Iraq. But it was stressed over and over and over again that there would not be troops that would return to war. They would not be there. That wouldn't happen. And I think many Americans would go berserk if it did. but the airstrikes are not having a great impact. So they're trying to review what could they do. They would have to have ground troops. It would have to be that way. So if they're trying to facilitate pulling these people off the mountain, then they're going to have to redeploy forces. More forces. In fact, the deputy of national security, the deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, says the options are being considered and includes a series of airlifts, but also quarters a team for creating the conditions on the ground so the refugees could get to safety, which is basically, once again, a combat mission. The total number of U.S. troops in Iraq is 864. This is after 130 were sent there on Tuesday. And they're trying to assess what will they do. Will they help these people on the mountain? Mission is not a combat mission. Yeah, the troops are armed. They have the ability to protect themselves. But what a risk that could be. Because I think if they go to rescue those people, they get smashed. They are pulled completely into combat. But how can the U.S. stop the Islamic State people if they're not on the ground? And what's the strategy? What's the mission? What are we doing? So fighter jets have bombed 17 targets to help the Kurds against the Islamic State fighters. But what does that mean? And again, it's emphasized, the president is clear. We're not going to be sending troops back in combat roles. Over and over and over again, it's repeated. Over and over again. So that would be completely going back on his word to not do that. Do you leave those people stranded? Are they going to get hit by the people who tell them, you turn Muslim or you die? I mean, that's what's being said. There is no leave right now. I mean, this is brutal stuff. So, of course, Christians and other minorities have left. They're getting out of there as fast as they could. And they're going to stop at nothing to get what they want. They're armed. They're growing in numbers. And they have the most money of any terror organization, can you imagine? The money is helping them to broker the deal for the arms that they need. It's bad. The brutality is awful. Some of the worst that we've seen. And trust me, there are hot spots, absolutely, around the world, but this is a hot, hot spot. It's unbelievable the things that they will do. A lot of force. And they're taking every piece of that country that they can possibly grab. Every single piece. And going for more. They're not going away. They're not going to collapse. Could we do another war in Iraq? Could we do it? We didn't resolve the first one, if you think about it. Although there was a lot of training of forces, both the police force and the military. There were some of the best minds we have trained the people in Iraq. And now to go back and to actually have boots on the ground, wow. I think completely unacceptable to the American people. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo, next on ATN.
We'll be right back. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
All right, one of my favorite segments coming up. We invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Ooh, I love lions.
It's time once again for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
I love that bingo at the end. Okay, so our first one, Nathan, Guardians of the Galaxy. I have to say, I saw this with my nephew, and it was hilarious. It was such a good movie. But how about this? The soundtrack is number one on the Billboard 200. And what it is in the movie, he gets sucked up into space, right? The one of the stars of the movies. And he has, from the Earth, this mixtape that his dying mother gave him, and on the mixtape you have songs by the Jackson 5, David Bowie, and the Runaways, and he sings the songs when he's up there fighting the aliens, and it is pretty funny. But this has struck a chord with a lot of people, because for that album, or soundtrack basically, to be number one, it's mostly 70s hits. 70s kind of music is what you hear on it. Says something. We've gone retro. So far, Between its July 29th release and August 10th, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack has sold almost 170,000 copies. What do you say? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Fruits and nuts, but also kind of bingo, because isn't the entertainment industry just taking safe bets? Isn't that what they're here for nowadays? I mean, you rehash everything into a cover every 5 to 10 years, and, you know, you've got... It's quite understandable that intellectual property rights allow for... Is it now past 75?
It's now past 75, yeah.
Yeah. It's, so I guess bingo. Sad bingo.
Bingo! I kind of agree with you. Yeah. Because there's some, I don't know, there's something depressing about that. Like you said, playing it safe. It's money, money, money. That's why we have, I mean... For goodness sake, The Expendables 3. That's, come on, that's what that's about. And it, so it works. It is a formula for people to make some money. But it's not pushing the creative envelope. And there are a lot of good people out there that are pushing the creative envelope, so bravo to them. But you're right about the easy, taking the easy way out. Easy peasy. All right, you're going to love our next one. The potato, I was just reading a story about that. The potato is in trouble. So check this out. Consumers are kind of ditching the whole potato thing. And think of the uses for potato. You can, you know, mash them au gratin, baked potatoes, sliced potato. I mean, there's a million ways to make potatoes. So the annual consumption of all types of potatoes has fallen by 25% since it peaked in 1996 to 52 pounds a person in 2012, the last year for which the Department of Agriculture had actual data on it. That's incredible. I mean, think of, like I said, mashed, hashed, chopped, baked, and to have it dump that much. Wow. Are you a fan of the potato?
When I went to high school, I pretty much ate at least one or two bags of French fries a day. It was really bad. Eat your salads, guys. And, you know, I bet that trend kind of describes the lack of potatoes in as many people's diets.
Right,
especially fries.
Yeah, especially fries, because fries have a lot of calories in it for just a small amount, and you never eat a small amount. And you can get potatoes, and they're good for you, like baked potatoes. You don't have to put a bunch of stuff on it, and it can be healthy. The skin is healthy for you. But people aren't eating them that way. They were throwing cheese on it and all that kind of stuff. So that was the backlash. What do you say to that? Shred it? Fruits and nuts.
Shred it, and fruits and nuts are food ones. I'm going with bingo. I'm going with bingo again.
Bingo!
Or we could just say shred it and have some hash browns.
Oh, good hash browns. Sometimes they're hard to find. Oh, hash browns and eggs over easy are tremendous. Oh, now you're making me hungry, especially I'm watching what I'm eating. I'm not eating any potatoes, so I'm contributing to the lack of potato consumption.
See, bingo, bingo.
Bingo. I say bingo, too, and I think it has to do with diets. Although, if you're smart, come on. What's the key? Being balanced. So you want to have a few French fries once in a while, you should be able to do that. But people just, we can't. We can't contain ourselves. So it's like sort of all or nothing. And I think that's part of what the, you know, part of what's happening there. All right. So we know that the cities that host the Olympics, Nathan, spend ridiculous amounts of money. In 2004, Athens, Greece hosted the Olympics, the Summer Games. It cost the country $9 billion. In the decade, because it's been a decade since the nation experienced, you know, economic hardship, which they have, you know, the run on the banks and everything else, now these Olympic venues are basically, it's like a ghost town. You see these huge shrines, these huge stadiums that have grass growing over the top of it. It looks like a scene from a movie. It's ugly, it's old, and it's actual ruins. So Athens, known for their awesome ruins, has these ugly Olympic ruins, and I think it's a shame. I think it's awful. So do you say bingo, shred it, fruits and nuts? What do you think?
Well, aren't there old Olympic ruins still somewhere around there?
There are, but they're cool. Not the plastic kind. We have plastic chairs thrown on the ground.
Yeah, gosh, that's not retro enough. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, like...
a waste of money.
It's such a waste of money. I mean, those soccer boys got Brazil all pumped up for how many weeks? And then it's going to be about the same thing again for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's sad because you see the people struggling in that country, and then you know that these are just empty places that mean nothing in the middle of a country known for its Olympic ruins of a different sort that are thousands of years old. And it's an eyesore to look at it for sure. It's awful. And I think... personally, they should just have the Olympics in one place and just pump money into it or something, or make sure when you move it around that it's actually paid for.
Yeah, that one is a hard one. I'm not sure what to say about that. I'll give you another bingo, though. Bingo.
Bingo. Wow, three bingos in a row.
Yep.
So check this out. Are you a runner? Do you ever run? Do you ever get out there on your lone day off and say, I'm going to run today?
Nope, I bike. I don't like that on my knees and my ankles, even before I did my magic trick last summer.
All right, so you're not a runner. Well, here, listen to some of the statistics that now have come out. Heart attack survivors who ran fewer than 30 miles a week or walked fewer than 46 miles were 65% less likely to die from another heart attack. But running more than 4 miles a day or walking more than 6 raises the risk. 1 in 20 of us is regularly over-exercising, raising the risk of early death.
It's so unfortunate, but it's true. I'm already giving another bingo to this. I was just down in Okoboji a couple weeks ago, and that was the start of Ragbri. And I don't know if anyone else has heard a bit about this. Have you, Kate?
No, but tell us about it.
Ragbri is a bike ride. I think it goes on for almost a whole week, maybe a week and a half. But all through Iowa, people are riding. And several people of both middle age and older age were experiencing heart attacks and death simply from even regular riders were just, it's too much. Too much.
Wow.
No one
wow.
to say
so
no.
That's another bingo. Another yeah. bingo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. No one to say no. It's great to exercise, got to get your heart pumping, all that stuff. I think it's all positive. But not when you overdo it. And there is a slim segment of the population that does that. All right, terrific stuff. Another fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo in the books.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.